That first reading says, rend your hearts, not your garments, which sounds like a pretty dangerous thing to do, in all honesty. Not something that your doctor would recommend. It's very similar, though, to another command that God gave in the book of Deuteronomy, where he commanded us to circumcise our hearts. Needless to say, even if anyone in the Old Testament understood what that meant, it was one command that was never fulfilled. Until Jesus. Jesus came precisely to affect the heart. He came to circumcise our hearts, to transform us from the inside out. The liturgical time of Lent, it's about preparing for Easter. If you're a catechumen, that's about preparing for baptism. For the rest of us, it's about preparing for the renewal of our baptism. Because at baptism, the Holy Spirit penetrates to the heart. He penetrates to our inner room, to what's hidden. And there he performs major heart surgery. The circumcision of the heart, that's an operation that only God can do. The rending of our hearts is an operation that only God can do. But God doesn't do open heart surgery. He does closed, inner, hidden heart surgery. After major open heart surgery, there's always a long period of recovery, and that includes some physical therapy. This divine heart surgery includes spiritual therapy. And that's what Jesus talks about in the gospel today. The first line of the gospel says, take care not to do righteous deeds so that others can see them. But note that we are commanded to do righteous deeds. The way to exercise our now spiritual hearts, Jesus gives us three ways: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Baptism and the gift of the Holy Spirit have spiritualized our hearts. If we feel our heart starting to get rocky or hardened, then we need to do some righteous deeds to shake it loose again. And those righteous deeds are almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. The word almsgiving, it's about letting go and giving away. Now that can include giving another money or stuff. We certainly need to be detached from our money and our stuff. But the word almsgiving there more broadly means mercy-minded. Mercy-minded. It's a lot easier to give away money or stuff if I'm first striving to be mercy-minded. Minded to be mercy, to be merciful, kindly, forgiving, loving. When Jesus says that our almsgiving should be secret or hidden, he means that our heart, which is hidden, should be first of all mercy-minded. Is your first reaction one of mercy or one of suspicion or frustration? To be mercy-minded is not to be naive. It's to be merciful. With prayer, he gives three different instructions or commands that go along with it. He says, first of all, go to your inner room, that is, go to your heart. Close the door. It could also be translated, lock the door, which sounds kind of lonely, doesn't it? lock yourself inside your heart. But the third command is, pray to your Father in secret. Pray to your Father in the heart. In other words, God is in the heart with you. Pause for a moment. Let that soak in a bit. When you pray, go to your heart and lock the Lord in there with you and talk it out. Take a moment right now, please, and close your eyes and go to your heart and close the door with the Lord there inside with you, just the two of you alone, and pray to him. Say to him, my heart belongs to you. Make me mercy-minded. Lastly, with fasting, the first command is to not look gloomy. The opposite of gloomy is sunny or bright. When we fast, we're supposed to look like the sun is shining on our faces. One of the main reasons for fasting is to empty ourselves a bit of this world. And by that emptying, to create a space for God. Today is a required day of fasting and abstinence for Catholics. It's a day where we're required to create an empty space, a hidden space for God alone. We're required to create a space for God alone. It's a beautiful requirement. Science is starting to catch up with this ancient practice that's commanded by Jesus. Research says that fasting can do the equivalent of a reset for the body. It purifies and reboots us. It affects a certain transformation of us. What kind of transformation? If we do it as a true spiritual practice, creating a space for God in our inner room, in the heart, where the Holy Spirit has performed major heart surgery through baptism, then fasting will transform our hearts, making space for prayer. And our hearts will become more and more mercy-minded. Usually I only give homework on the Sundays, but it's the start of Lent. So here's some homework for Lent. Take the prescribed days of fasting and abstinence seriously. So that's today. Ash Wednesday and Good Friday are the 2 days of fasting, and every Friday of Lent is a day of abstinence. Take those seriously. Close yourself with the Lord in your inner room, in your heart, and pray to be more and more mercy-minded.